Well, it was an incredible score of 66 in the final round. It gets into a playoff. Unfortunately, Jordan Spieth was able to nail that birdie putt on the 18th, but Ashley Hall was fantastic. G'day, Ash.
G'day, morning, boys.
How are you feeling, mate, the day after? It's so close.
Yeah, oh, it's pretty good. I'm pretty tired. I got home late last night. The kids woke me up early this morning, but... That's all good.
At least you've got good news to tell them, mate.
Yeah, we got you know, overseas trip coming up in July next year and stuff like that. So, yeah, they'll be pumped.
It was playing differently, it looked like, most days with the wind and, I suppose, the heat. Did the course change a lot for you? Did you find that, Ashley?
It did a little bit. We played the practice rounds in one wind, and then the first two rounds we played in... another, and it switched again on Saturday and went back to the north yesterday. So, yeah, the course played different most days, and as you would expect at an Australian Open, the greens got firm as well and fast. So, yeah, it certainly wasn't easy.
Ash, you've only got to walk around and see the quality of golf, the level of expertise that you see up close and personal every day. But did you feel you had a 66 in you? Because you were solid, 71, 69, 70 on the Saturday to stay in contention, and then a 66. Did you feel you had it?
I suppose, you know, having it is a funny thing.
Yeah.
I felt like I was playing pretty good and I was hitting it really great, probably almost as good as I ever have. I just sort of needed some putts to drop and what have you. And, you know, I knew I had to shoot a good score. I actually thought I was possibly a little bit too far out of it out of yesterday, but you know, I did get a couple of putts to drop, and unfortunately for a couple of the other guys, they come back to me a little bit, but you know, that's Australian Open golf for you, I think.
Yeah, it was amazing course and tournament, given that Ogilvy, it was his to lose yesterday, and he did. You know, there was sort of a turn of fate, I suppose, when he started the back nine, but it was a bit like that. I mean, it was so competitive right the way through, and you thought you saw the leader making the move, and then they'd come back to the pack. It was very interesting watching.
Yeah, it is, and it's a really good venue, Royal Sydney, and that's exactly why. And you know, I hope when they redo it in the coming years, that sort of keeps that character. It's just a good test, and you got to play good for, you know, every single hole. You know, people were kind of faltering, so I was happy to post a score in the end, and it ended up being good enough for a playoff.
The club golfer Ash bashes himself or herself up. You know, it's always you get in the club. Oh, if only I did this. If only I did that. Do you think if only I made that birdie putt in that first hole of the playoff, what could have been?
Oh, for sure, absolutely. Yeah. you know, I had different thoughts running through my head. You know, I thought that there was for a little bit that I could have that putt to win the Australian Open. You know, your little practice putting dream was sort of coming true, but then I was kind of like, oh, hang on a minute, this guy's the best putter in the world, he's going to hole it. you've essentially got to make sure that you hole it. So it was good. I gave the putt a chance. I hit it much too hard, but you know, still had a chance at it.
What was it like standing on that playoff hole with Jordan Spieth? He's sort of a calm character. I love hearing him assess his own game at the end of a round, but he seems like a pretty cool sort of a guy.
He is. I hadn't met him, you know, officially until on the tee in the playoff, but I had sort of talked to him a few times in the locker room, you know, about the NFL and stuff like that. So I think that proves what a good guy he was. But since we had some support, that the crowd was awesome. You know, just lined, you know, up to 10, 15 deep probably around the back part of Royal Sydney there on the last. So it was that was exactly what we play for, and I hope to be able to do it again sometime.
Now, mate, the important thing was you got a decent paycheck, over $100,000, because there were reports and just in the Telegraph this morning there that you may well have been having to find we'll say a proper job. I understand golf's a proper job, but you get to the British Open as well. So how much pressure does this relieve for you, you know, financially?
Oh, it's huge. We, us, my wife and I, we sold our house at the start of the year for some funds, and I kept dipping into it through the latter part of the year. So I'm not doing that now, which is great. And we're going to need a lot of money for the British Open. It's not a cheap tournament to travel to. But it's great. I still might get a job just for something to do, just to fill in some time. But I've got to keep the money coming in every week sometimes. Yeah.
Keep the form going, mate. You've got the Australian, PGA in a fortnight's time?
Yep. Yeah, got this week to practice and get ready, and then, head up to the Gold Coast.
And just as far as where you play your trade now, mate, what tour can you be on to, try and play for that prize money every week?
I've essentially missed my chance of playing overseas for next year.
Right.
I did European Q School a few weeks ago. I missed it second stage in Spain a couple of weeks ago. So, no, I don't have that card, and I couldn't attend any other Q Schools because they're all on essentially at the same time.
Yeah.
But, I'll just be playing here, and there's still good opportunity here sometimes. So, I'll just keep at it here. And that's essentially why I possibly need to get a job. And, quite a few guys do have some little side jobs that they do every now and again as well.
Yeah, well, it's the reality of it, I suppose, mate. There's a lot of good golfers running around out there, but it's a terrific performance. You should be very proud of yourself, mate. Keep up that great form.
Great. Yeah, cheers. Thanks a lot.
Well done, Ashley Hall. So it was a 6-under yesterday, a 66, which is better than Jordan shot right through the four rounds. He had a 69, a 70, a 68, a 69. But it's just that consistency, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was a great finish. I mean, ideally, you would have loved it to be in Adam Scott and Jordan coming up the 18th lock together and maybe going to a playoff, but it was great to see Ashley Hall involved and Cam Smith involved there with Jordan Spieth, and his love affair with Australia continues, and I think our love affair with Jordan Spieth continues as well. Let's hope he keeps coming down under because he adds something special to Aussie golf. 13-53-53. If you got out there and enjoyed that experience at Royal Sydney, it's a nice, well, it's better than nice, it's gorgeous course, and
they're rejigging it though. They're going to make changes.
IBF said not immediately, but that 18th hole, great finishing hole with the famous clubhouse, beautiful old fashioned.
The clubhouse is just superb,
and the backdrop of the raised green and the dogleg left. Yeah. It's a fantastic finishing hole with some famous finishers, and Jordan Spieth adds another title to his name.